This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast. Welcome, people. Welcome to another exciting episode of Rooted and Robust Podcast, the show that inspires, informs, educates, and spurs you to cultivate the skills you need for your desired goals and success. It's a beautiful month. It's another month in this beautiful year, the year that we have promised to bring you value-packed content. Right? Yes. And to begin this beautiful month, I have an amazing guest on the show. And today we'll be looking at something that you will need if you intend to sell on the internet, if you intend to get your target audience on the internet. You will need the skill we are about to discuss today. I am talking about content writing. Today, we want to look at the secret to writing captivating content that your audience will love, right? The secret to writing captivating content that your audience will fall in love with. That is what we'll be discussing today. And I have with me Praise Ejike, the content chef. She's called the content chef for a reason. I'll tell you, don't worry. Now, let me tell you a little about Praise. Let me tell you something about her you don't know. Today, she's going to tell us more, but this is something about her. She's an award-winning content writer, right? So, at least I witnessed one of her recognitions last year. I witnessed the award last year, 2021, where she bagged the best writer in the group where I also belong. So Open is a platform for content writers. It's called Online Publishers and Entrepreneurs Network. So Praise did magic on that platform last year. And so today Praise will tell us her secrets. Praise, be ready. Because you're going to share your secrets with us. All right. So Praise is an amazing person. She knows her onions. She knows how to captivate audience. I don't know how she does it, but whenever she puts out a content on Facebook, it's mind-blowing how people are engaged, including myself. So welcome on the show, Praise Ejike. Thank you so much for joining me today. I'm so glad to host you. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm also glad to be here at Rooted and Robust Podcast. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Today, we want to look at your secret. We want you to tell us your secret. How do you write captivating content? Well, before we go into that, I want you to quickly tell us how your journey into content writing began. Have you always been a writer? How did this whole thing begin for you?
Okay, for me, content writing has been... I didn't know content writing was content writing. I just know that I always wrote as a little child. Okay. So it has been something I have been doing, but not with the knowledge of what it truly is. So I've been writing as a child, mostly when I had something that made me cry or something that I was annoyed or angry and, you know, writing for negative reasons. Whenever I have something that is hurting me, I just bring out my book and I'm writing it down. I'm journaling. I love to write. I love to write ideas that come to mind. I love to write things that disturb me. So I've been writing, but not with the knowledge of what I know it as today. So in 2019 was when I discovered what content writing was. I just decided to share something that I've always had in my journal because, like I said, I usually have so many things written down. So I decided to share something I've written down. I'm like, okay, why not share this? So I shared this and I'm like, people read, people engaged. I'm like, wow, so this actually makes sense. It's not really meant to be just for me. I didn't even know it was content writing. People are like, you write content. I'm like, what is content? I don't know what is content writing. All I know is that I scribble down things with my pen. I write into my book and journals. I don't know what is content writing, but with time, I began my journey. I started joining writing challenges, and with the engagement I got and with the feedback I got, I was like, wow, I've been wasting this talent. True. I've been using it negatively. And it was so amazing what I never knew the writing skill, the writing talent would do for me. And I'm really glad that I began my journey. I'm really glad where I am at my content writing journey. It's been a beautiful one, from a negative part of writing to a part of writing that I never knew existed. So
you've been impacting many, helping people through this journey, because we don't call you content chef for nothing. You are really cooking this thing and you're giving it to us hot. So I mean, from just journaling on yours by yourself to not just writing things that people engage you with, but now helping other people go through the same process. Okay, so today we want to look at this. One of the things I've realized is most people want to write. Some people know I like to write, but whenever I put out the content, either people don't engage with it, or people engage just to help me, not really because they want to, but let's just support so it doesn't feel like your content has no like or no comment. Some people just comment to just give you moral support, something like that. So I know so many people are wondering, how do I get engagement? What am I doing wrong? What am I not doing well? So that is everything we are hoping to get from you. We want to milk you today. We want to glean from your wealth of knowledge in this journey. So please, I'm going to allow you to take it on. So, and I'm hoping that when you give us all that you have, if I have any questions that will help listeners, then we'll get at it. So, but then it's over to you. Let's hear it all from you today.
Okay. Thank you so much. And okay, before I start, let me quickly recommend you for what you're doing with the Rooted and Robust podcast.
Thank you.
I've gone through your content and it's amazing. I can't deny the fact that you're doing an amazing job here.
Thank you.
Okay, so we are going to be starting with discussing the secret to writing captivating content that your audience loves. I so much love this topic because it's related to something I love doing. And most times people ask me, what's your secret? How do you get to do this? How do you get to get engagement? How do you get to write content, come up with consistent content ideas that people love? And it's always exciting getting to share not just things that have worked for me, but practical things that I have practiced and seen how it works and how to use it best while writing your content. So before we talk about the secrets to writing captivating content that your audience loves, you have to first of all understand why you have to write content that your audience loves.
Okay.
Because if you don't understand the purpose of a thing, it will be hard to have the zeal to do that stuff. So why do we need to write content that our audience loves? Now, number one is, if you have a message that you want to impact your world with, you definitely know that you cannot be writing just any content. Like I would always say, there is content and there is good content.
Yeah.
And you don't just want to create content, you want to create good content so that you can be able to release the message you have and be able to impact the world with your writing talent, your writing skill. So this is number one reason why you have to know how to write captivating content. Also, if you want to build a brand, you want to build your business, you definitely know that in this age, content is king. And if you do not know how to write content in a way that makes your audience drawn to you, then you would not be able to build your brand and your business in the way that you're supposed to do. So this is another reason why you have to know how to write content that captivates your audience. Also, building an audience on any platform requires writing content. And building an audience requires that you have to attract them. You have to capture their minds to read your content. You have to capture their minds to whatever that you have to deliver to them. So how are you going to do that if you're not able to write content that captivates them? So these are the reasons, these are just few reasons why you have to know how to write content that captivates your audience. After knowing why you should write content that captivates your audience, we are now going to be discussing the secrets that can help you write content that captures the mind of your audience. Mm-hmm. Now, number one, you have to know and understand your audience. That's number one. But if you do not know the people you're writing to, you cannot be able to write. If you do not know and understand them, and remember that the key word here is knowing and understanding. You can't just know them and you don't understand them. Yeah. It's a two-way thing. You know them. You know the people that you're writing to. You know who your audience is. And you get to understand them. Understanding your audience should be a priority. You understand the problems that they have. And that way you can be able to relate to the solutions that you're supposed to give to them. Mm-hmm. You understand their emotions, their thought patterns, their wants. And that way you'll be able to know how to channel your content in a way that it captures their mind and it captivates them to want to read and want to trust your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to liken this to, if you've ever been in a relationship, or even if you don't have experience of that, but you've seen a lover trying to understand his lover to be able to make the relationship work.
Yeah.
And that's how it is also when it comes to content writing. You have to build a relationship with your audience, and you cannot build a relationship with your audience if you do not understand them.
True.
So that is why this is a priority and it is number one. You first have to know and understand your audience. So number two is speak your audience love language.
Wow.
Speak your audience love language. Now, language here does not mean grammar. Language here does not mean speak English, Spanish, French, or Igbo. Language here means speaking in the style, in the writing style that your audience will understand. If you must write content that your audience loves, you must speak their language. Now, imagine if I'm writing for a relationship niche and or somebody that is writing on a business niche, they would not be writing in the same content writing language because they are not writing to the same category of people.
True.
So you have to know your audience. That's why knowing your audience is the first thing. And the second thing is speaking the language that that audience will understand. If you're writing to little children, you can't be writing to them like they're adults.
Mm-hmm.
If you're writing to young people, you know there are slangs that you have to put in place to make them feel you and know that, wow, this person connects with me. And yes, they move with you and they're like, I love this person's content. You've captured their mind. You've been able to captivate them because you are speaking their language.
True.
So that is why you must be able to speak your audience language. Now, remember that we are still talking on the secret to writing captivating content that your audience loves.
Yeah.
And for number three, it will be utilizing an attraction strategy in your writing. So in content writing, if there is no attraction strategy, then there can be no captivating content.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not going to utilize an attraction strategy, then there is no way you're going to achieve that content that is going to attract your audience. Because the goal of your content should be to capture the mind of your readers. So if you want to capture their mind, you must be able to think about what attraction strategy can I put in place to be able to attract these people that I'm writing to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one man I love so much that I follow on Facebook is Emeka Nubis.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read his content, you will see so many attraction strategy in place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the question running through someone's mind would be, what attraction strategy can I put in place by writing my content? Now, I will share just three with us. Number one is a catchy caption.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the first thing people are going to read when they meet your content, you want to put a catchy caption so that once they read the caption, they're like, wow, we should read this, we should continue. The next one is captivating intros. Your intro line has to be something that attracts your audience. It has to be something that makes them want to read more, want to reach the end of your content. Now, the third one is using pictures, because you know people see first with their eyes before they can now decide to read. So once you capture them using pictures, graphics, something that excites the eyes, they will be able to read. So these three attraction strategy can be used in your content to make your readers want to read your content. They love you, they trust you, and you're able to get them by using these attraction strategies. There are so many other attraction strategies that you have to look out to use in your content writing, but these three are very important: a catchy caption, captivating intros, and using pictures. Now let's move over to the next one. The next one is relatability. This is very important because when you write your content, you want your audience to be like, wow, this person relates with me.
Yeah.
This person knows me. They feel like you know their problem. They feel like you know their situation and you're talking to them directly. So you want to be relatable in your content. You don't just want to talk about yourself. You want to talk about your audience because they are the people that you want to connect with. So make your content leave them, wow, this is me, this person knows me. And that way they will easily connect with you. And especially if you're building a brand business using content writing, you know that connection is key. And the only way to connect with these people is through relatability, when you relate with them. And one way of relating with your audience in content writing is using storytelling. Even if they are not your personal stories, you know what your audience go through. You know the stories that affect your audience, and you have to use it to connect with them. Because once they feel that you do and that trust you, they will love you. They will be able to patronize your brand, and they will be able to recommend you even for your services. So that is why you have to be relatable in your content. Now, lastly, the last point is very important. It is very, very important because we are in a world where everyone just wants to be like another person and forgetting that you cannot be another person. You are created to be yourself.
To be you. True.
Yeah, you're created to be you. So when you're trying to copy, when you're trying to be another person, you end up losing your message. You end up losing even the audience that's supposed to connect with you. So the last point for the secret to writing captivating content that your audience loves is to be your creative self. There is something I always say: every content writer is a creative. Every content writer is a creative. The difference between one content writer and the other is their ability to utilize their creativity. That's the only difference. When you're giving a content idea to write on, when you want to write on your brand, how much of creativity do you put in bringing out the best of that content in a way that your audience sees it and they're like, oh, they're like, awesome, this is it. They are wowed, they are amazed. You have to be creative because that's who you are. It's just that most times we don't realize it. And most times that's what makes us, we try to copy another content writer because we don't realize that inside us lies the ability to be creative. We are creatives. We are creatives. So utilize your creative ability. You can think far, your mind can go far. When you want to write on a content idea, be able to think creatively, that someone who sees that content knows that this is not just something that you just left, woke up and came up with. They know that this is something you've thought about. This is something that has been added a spice of creativity.
Yeah.
Just like when you want to prepare a meal, and just like you want to prepare a soup, and you know you have to put salt in this soup because it's a necessary ingredient. That is how creativity is a necessary ingredient for content writers. So if you miss out on adding the spice of creativity to your content writing, you will not be able to captivate your audience through your content. And that way, you lose them. They don't love you because you'll be trying to be another person, and they cannot love you if you're not you. So if you're a content writer, be you, be your creative self, because you are amazing and there is so much more that lies inside of you that you might not even realize when you're trying to be like another person.
True.
So be your creative self. So these are the five secrets to writing captivating content that your audience loves. I'm sure that if we put this into place, we would be able to get amazing results in our content writing.
Awesome. Wow. Five amazing secrets, straight to the point. I mean, no blabbing, just just know this and work at this, and you just see your writing go from 10 to 100. All right, yeah. Thank you. Okay, so I want to ask you, based on your experience, you've been doing this for a while now, how long does it take you to, you know, come up with a story idea or a content idea? How long does it take you to go through the whole process of writing and saying, okay, this is good to go out there? How long does it happen immediately, or does it take days? How long does that process take?
Okay, I don't know why this question is making me to laugh a bit, because I remember when I started out, when I get a content idea, I write them down in my book, in my journal, and most times I would take like days praying about it, and I'm like, God, I don't know if this thing is okay.
I don't want to write rubbish.
I don't know. Exactly. But at first, when you write it down, it's like, whoa, this is it. This is magic. I've created magic. But when it's time to share it, you're having that fear from nowhere. Like, you're like thinking, is this worth it? Should I really send this out there? People that will read it, would they really see what I saw when I was writing the content? It takes time for me. That's it. It takes time for me. It's easier for me to come up with content ideas. I could come up with like 20 content ideas just in a minute of sitting down. But the process of developing that content ideas to how I want it to go out there would take time. But sometimes it could come easier for me, especially when I get a content idea that already looks like it came at once. The idea came at once.
Okay.
Like, I don't need to start developing that content idea again. I don't need to start doing so much research on it. So it really depends. It depends on how I get the content idea. It depends on my mood. It depends on the kind of content I'm writing now, because there's some kind of content that needs you to take your time to research, that needs you to take your time to read it before sending it out there, because you know that you're sending it out there for people to read. People are reading your idea. People are reading your thought pattern. So you don't just want to rush and send out something that you are not going to be proud of tomorrow.
That's
so
true.
For me, it depends. Yeah,
I'm glad you also mentioned research, because, I mean, it's good that we know you're also sending out content to people that are not dummies. These people are...
Yeah, exactly. They
are reading. They also read verse. They know these things. So it's good that you don't just rush out there and send nonsense. So I'm glad that you mentioned research, because you want to send out a content that you yourself, you're proud of. Right? That's like so key. And there was something you mentioned, you know, the first secret you talked about, knowing and understanding your audience, right? So when you started writing content on the internet, on Facebook and all other platforms where you write, now how was that? How was that knowing and understanding your audience journey? Was it immediate? How did you go through that process to know, okay, this is the kind of content that this audience of mine love? Were you just posting content, testing waters, until you came to that conclusion that, okay, this style and this kind of content, this is what I should be writing? So how was that journey for you?
Okay, so even though you want to write what your audience loves, you also know that you want to write what you love writing on. You don't just want to please your audience, and at the same time, you know, this is not what I'm called to do.
Yeah.
This is not what I love writing on. If you don't have joy doing what you do, your audience will not get the joy too. So the joy has to flow from you.
To them.
So, exactly. So I started off writing what I loved writing. I love writing motivational. I give myself some motivation in my book. So So I love writing motivational content. Like, I motivate myself. I tell my stories. I write them. I motivate people with it. I love talking about it. I love writing about it too. So I started with writing what I love.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started out and I'm like, oh, this makes sense. It's actually what so many people relate with. People are like, wow, you're speaking to me. This content spoke to me and all that. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, this is not the only thing I love to do. I discovered that people also had issues. They were coming and saying, how do you write content? Mm-hmm. How are you able to write the things that you write? And I'm like, wow, okay. Since people are asking this question, I could also deal with it in my writing.
True.
And especially because it's something I have an experience of. It's something I know how to write on. It's something that I've practiced and it's something that I have results in. So I'm like, okay, why not start sharing your experiences on writing too? So I started sharing my experiences on writing, started researching, started studying about content writing, and started giving other people the value they needed on content writing. And I saw that people also needed this. It was an area that most people needed a guide on.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with my story on how I started out, so I was so afraid of so many things about writing, afraid whether anyone would read. It was easy to connect with other newbie writers who also had the same experience, who are also struggling to come out of their shells. So it was easy for me to connect with them. And I'm like, wow, this is also a message I have. This is my audience. These are people I connect with very well. These are people that I can talk to, not because I want to make money, not because I want to build a brand, but because I have an experience in that area that I can connect on a deeper level with them. So that was how I decided and chose, this is what I want to do. These are people I want to deal with. So even if I can write on other areas, I know that these are my major audience, people that need motivation, people that need inspiration to continue their life, and people that need to start out on their content writing journey. But do not know how to.
That was
how I got a click of how my audience was.
Awesome. Okay, I know you belong to Online Publishers and Entrepreneurs Network, because I belong to that same group, so it's home for both of us. But are there other groups that you also belong to that has helped you as a content writer that you could share with us, especially if there's anyone out there that wants to, you know, go through this same journey that you are on, and they are thinking of where do I start from, which groups do I join, what books do I read, what resource materials do I need that will help me? Are there other ones you could share with us?
Okay, for groups, because Facebook is my major platform I use as a content writer, I would talk about Facebook platform. Like you said, Online Publishers, that was like my first. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm so glued to Online Publishers, because I love BC Edwin Edewo. That's why I'm glued to Online Publishers. So I would recommend Online Publishers to anyone. And also Head Start Africa. With John OBD. That's another platform that actually gets me to become more in my content writing journey. Because you know, on that platform, they don't get to accept any kind of content.
True.
So before my content was accepted, I'm like, whoa, girl.
It happened to me too. Yeah, I was dancing around.
It means that you've done something right, true, and you're like, wow. And even if you don't get to post there, you get to learn from people that have been exceptionally good in content writing field. There are so many people who are amazing that write on that platform.
Yeah.
And you also get to connect with people who have the same thought pattern like you do.
Mm-hmm.
So Head Start is another amazing group. Then I think building influential brands with Blessing Okebre. I think there's one with Juliet Ike. I can't remember the exact name of these groups, but I know that these groups are great content writing groups where you get to connect with people, where you get to learn and grow as a content writer. But majorly Online Publishers and Head Start for me.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you so much. Praise.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It's been an amazing time with you. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me too. I'm excited to be here, and I'm sure you heard that from my voice.
Yes.
Thank you for having me. And meanwhile, May is a special month for me.
So oh, wow.
I'm like, ooh, I'm the first person on this.
Yes,
on the podcast
this,
for the
this
month,
special
for
month.
My birthday month. And
wow,
I'm like, okay,
it's your birthday month.
Yeah.
Happy birthday in advance. I don't know which day,
thank
but
you.
It's in advance, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's in advance.
Wow,
thank you.
Wow, awesome. I'm sure you'll have a good year. I'm so sure of that.
Oh, thank you. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Wow, thank you so much for being a part of the show. I'm so happy. So I've always wanted to host content show. I'm like, I'm bringing this lady on this show.
Oh
my God, thank you. Have a beautiful one. Thank you so much.
All right, you too. Thank you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye.
Wow, wow, wow. I love this one. The secret is to writing captivating content that your audience loves. I mean, I love how simple Praise made this episode. I love how she simplified it. I love how she just made them into bullet points that is easy to understand, very easy to grasp. And I am sure you got it. Like, you got it. And she mentioned some groups. So if you want to go through this journey, you are thinking of where to start your content writing journey, I will always recommend Open. Open is Online Publishers and Entrepreneurs Network. It's a platform by Ethereum Edewo. Very beautiful, amazing place to start your journey, right? It's a beautiful month. May is an amazing month. And we have amazing lineup for you this month. Trust me, May is loaded. Yes, this is Rooted and Robust Podcast. I am your host, Ozioma Anyoji, and this is wishing you a beautiful month. I'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Inaendeshwa na AfriPods.